Does that jingle sound familiar? If you recognize it, well, let's face it, you're pretty old. Like me, because I remember it. Did you get your AARP card yet? But that ad campaign should give you a clue on today's topic. Yep, we're talking about beer on this episode of The Attitude Adjustment Hour. Hey everybody, Dennis Cruz here. That Hams Beer jingle is from the 60s, and the ad men that conceived it did a pretty damn good job. Over 40 years later, and that tom-tom thumping immediately brings to mind, from the land of sky blue waters, waters. I mean, even as a kid, that catchy tune and the Hams Bear cartoon identified the product to me. Who were they targeting at the time? Cute little Disney-like creatures paddling around in a canoe and shilling for brew. A cynic might say the ad was made for kids, but back in the day, popular cartoons were on primetime TV, and the Flintstones actually had ads for Winston cigarettes as part of their show. The show started at 8 o'clock Pacific time, so ABC figured, hey, it's after the kids' bedtime. But I don't know about you, but 8 might have been my bedtime when I was 3, and it was the Flintstones, for criminy sakes. Yeah, we watched it, and we watched Fred and Barney puff on Winstons throughout the show. That said, whether they meant to target my young, impressionable mind or not, the Hams beer tune is forever stuck in my permanent memory file. The ad agencies have always done a superior job when it comes to pushing the suds. See how many of the following beer catchphrases and nicknames that you remember. Ready? The King of Beers. The beer that made Milwaukee famous simply because it tastes so good. The Champagne of Bottle Beers. Brewed with pure Rocky Mountain spring water. Tastes great, less filling. It's the one beer to have when you're having more than one. It doesn't get any better than this. If you've got the time, we've got the beer. Don't let the smooth taste fool you. You got them? I'll give you the answers before we check out. Now, a little historical fun fact for you. Beer's supposedly the reason that the Pilgrims landed on Plymouth Rock. According to beerfacts.net, the Plymouth Rock story goes like this. The crew of the Mayflower was looking for a spot to land on their journey to the New World. According to the ship's log, the crew didn't want to waste beer looking for a better site to drop anchor. And the log goes on to state that the passengers, here's the quote, were hasted ashore and made to drink water that the seamen might have more beer. Basically, these sailors were saying, hey, let them find something else to drink. We want to save our brew for us. So on their arrival, the Pilgrims immediately built a common house, and it just so happened that they made sure that plans included a brewery. Moral of the story to me, anyways, is you can't deny folks when they want beer. Just ask the government how Prohibition worked out. I'm with them. There's nothing like beer. Light-tasting, smooth-drinking American lager served up ice cold, so cold it sort of burns as you swallow it. You know, it just burns so good. I know that's not how they drink their beer in a lot of other countries, but here in America, frosty cold is the ticket. We got electricity and ice makers, right? Why not put them to good use? On a hot summer day, you reach into that cooler, dig down under the ice, and you pull out a can or a bottle. Pop the top, that familiar hiss, what a comforting sound to me. And inhaling most of that first can in one gulp, it's so easy. You come away from that first big swallow with a big ah. Refreshment at its best. Pop the top on number two. Now, since I've moved to Central Texas with its unending summer of 100-plus degree days, the colder the beer, the better. You want icy chugging beer like a Bud Light, a Miller Lite, or a Coors. You're up in Chicago, you're taking in a Cubs game at Wrigley Field. What do you have? An old style, of course. You're in New York City and you want something to kill that thirst? You ask for a Yuengling. Now, quick side note. Not being from the East Coast, the first time I saw the name Yuengling, I thought it might be a Chinese or Japanese beer. Not only is Yuengling an all-American brand, but it's the oldest brewery in the United States. It was founded in 1829 back in Pennsylvania, and they just celebrated their 180th birthday. And their Yuengling traditional lager, it's a mighty tasty brew. Now, price-wise, you can drive all over the map when beer shopping. You want to take your beer up the price scale a little bit? Maybe you get fancy with an Amstel Light or a Long Neck Corona Extra. You on a bit of a tight budget? Maybe take her down the scale a bit. Okay, let's get real here. You're actually taking your beer sub down near crush depth when you go out and you pick up something like a Natty Light. I'm talking about Anheuser-Busch Natural Light. It costs you about $8 for a full case. We're talking Milwaukee's Best, Keystone Light, same street, different address there. You're not looking for a complex finish. You're not looking for that decent hops profile. You want cold. You want relief from the hot sun. You want to cool off, and you don't want to be weighed down. We're talking about liquid refreshment here, people. That's what you're looking for. Now, since I mentioned Corona, let me say this. Bartender, do me a big old favor and leave that damn lime out of the neck of my beer bottle, would you? If I wanted a GD fruit in my drink, I would have had you make me one of them tropical drinks where you put a pineapple and some maraschino cherries in it. That lime in the Corona thing, it's an I don't get it. I don't need any garnish on my brew. What's next, a paper umbrella? I've only had one beer that was improved by a fruit garnish, and that beer was a Leinenkugel Sunset Wheat. Now, we were up in Milwaukee on a ballpark road trip, my wife and I, Shirley. We were up there a few years ago, and we were at a Brewers game at Miller Park, of all places, since the namesake of the stadium is one of the largest breweries in the country. In fact, we went on the Miller tour at Plank Road just before going to the ballgame. Nice tour with a tiny taste of product at the end. Now, at the ballpark, they were serving a beer called Leinenkugel Sunset Wheat. Leinenkugels are big up in Wisconsin, and we've had them in Chicago, too. But you can get it in the bottle at stores, at least in the Midwest you can. The vendor, he's as pleasant as he can be, which seems every employee and most fans at Miller Park are. Just really friendly folk. He pours, too, starts to drop a slice of orange in the cup, and I give him this, whoa, hold up, buddy, look. He says, it's the way they're served, but if you really don't want it, sir. Well, I'm a when in Rome kind of guy, so I drank the brew the way he served it. And I must admit it worked. Crispy, sweet, smooth, and yes, it had a hint of citrus. I guess it was okay. I only had four of them. Leinenkugels are really refreshing, drinkable, tasty beers. Not as light as Bud or Miller, but I highly recommend it. But the lime in the Corona? Corona is tasty enough without it. They say that because Corona comes in a clear bottle, that the beer reacts to sunlight and gets a skunky flavor. And the limes to get rid of that funk. Now, I cry BS. Hey, I've never had a Corona that had any kind of skunk to it. I think it's tradition that keeps people wanting that wedge inserted in the mouth of your Corona bottle. Some people, they just love the ritual of taking that lime, pushing it all the way into the beer. Then they hold a thumb over the neck, turn that bottle upside down, and let the lime float from top to bottom and back. Okay, not my thing, but whatever floats your boat. Maybe it brings back good memories or something. That trip to Cabo when you got a little something-something. That vacation in Cancun. A certain spring break in Havasu or Daytona. I don't know. To some, the lime, a necessary garnish. To me, a waste of lime. Now, since I'm on the topic of Corona, have you ever seen Coronitas? That's right, little Coronas. 7 ounces as opposed to the regular 12-ounce beer. I mean, they're the cutest damn thing you've ever seen. Sometimes you see a used Coronita bottle in a Mexican restaurant used as a salt or pepper shaker. They're the opposite of the big caguamas. In Spanish, it's a sea turtle. They're these big dark brown 32-ounce bottles of Corona they serve down in Mexico. I don't think you can find them here in the States. A Coronita has about a swallow and a half of beer, then it's adios cerveza, grab un otro or dos. Now, I've seen smaller 7-ounce bottles made by Miller. High Life Minis were a staple in bars at one point. I haven't seen them forever. I know Rolling Rock had them, and Budweiser definitely had them too. They called the bottles nips. I remember it offered at the Silver Moon Saloon, which was an old pro fighters hangout in Daly City, a little town just south of San Francisco. The Silver Moon's closed now, but that mini Bud was an integral part of their $3 beer and a shot special. Not a bad little deal there. Plenty of those specials sold throughout the day, and especially in the morning back in the old days. Now, micro-brew beer snobs, they're going to turn their noses up at these macro-brews. But you know, when it's 104 degrees outside, wind hitting you like a hairdryer, there's nothing more refreshing than an ice-cold, admittedly watery beer. What, are you going to drink a Guinness or a Newcastle Brown Ale in the heat? As my friend Stacy would tell me, hails to the no. You want something ice-cold, you want something thirst-quenching and crazy-downable. Nobody drinks a micro-brew to slake any thirst. You want a light, clear, cold, tasty lager. Okay, earlier I named some beer slogans. How many did you know? Ready? Here come the answers. The king of beer? Of course that's Budweiser. The beer that made Milwaukee famous simply because it tastes so good? That's Schlitz. And they also had the famous when you're out of Schlitz, well, you know the rest. The champagne of bottle beers? Miller High Life. Brewed with pure Rocky Mountain spring water, we're talking about Boulder, Colorado's own Coors. Tastes great, less filling? Miller Lite. It's the one beer to have when you're having more than one. This is old school and East Coast, but this one's Schaefer Beer, another old American brewery. It was established back in New York in about 1840. The slogan, it doesn't get any better than this? Well, to be honest, yes it does, because we're talking old Milwaukee beer. If you've got the time, we've got the beer. That was a great jingle, another Miller slogan. And finally, don't let the smooth taste fool you. Okay, it's Colt 45, and yeah, I know the last one isn't a lager-style beer, but I love the commercial with the smoother-than-smooth Billy Dee Williams plugging that malt liquor. So, why don't you take the rest of this hour and think about your favorite beer-drinking memory from the past? Or hell, better yet, go out and make a new one. You can catch me online at aahour.com. Follow me at Twitter. I'm Den Cruz. That's D-E-N-C-R-U-Z, all one word. And email me your thoughts and suggestions at aahour@yahoo.com. Hopefully I've lubricated the thought process for you. If I do my job here, my babbling's going to take you to a real good place. Kind of like a nice ice cold brew or two. But don't forget, like Colt 45's Billy Dee Williams said, don't let the smooth taste fool you. I'm going to leave you with the extremely cool, cool daddy hip cat jingle from the 50s for Schaefer Beer. Dig it. I know you will. I'm Dennis Cruz. Thanks for listening to the Attitude Adjustment Hour.
Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one. Schaefer pleasure doesn't fade even when your thirst is done. The most rewarding flavor in this man's world for people who are having fun. Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one. Oh yes, Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one.
Schaefer, the one beer to have when you're having more than one.